Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
We're back. Joe DeLeon, Sean Anderson, my camera's already acting up. Sean, first mailbag that we're doing of the offseason. If for anyone who used to tune into this in the past, we used to get a lot of ridiculous questions. The questions that we got today, Sean, are not as terrible as we're used to getting in the past. But still, nonetheless, we're excited to be here. Sean, how are you doing today?
Doing okay. I might have sabotaged myself with a late nap, but we're moving through it. I ate it a little too humbly after the gym. I mean, I went in.
Okay. What time did you take a nap?
I think I went down for about an hour, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah, that was a mistake. That
was, I know it was. I know it was, but I had to have energy for the show because time difference and, you know, Joe's live streaming at 6, I'm live streaming at 9, so we got to try to have some energy for it.
All right, well, hopefully you do wake the hell up for this show. But so, Sean, I want to talk about this first. So today we are going to be getting to all these mailbag questions. We're going to be doing a fun ACC draft. This was Sean's idea for all of the ACC teams that are possibly leaving. That's obviously not going to happen, but in our silly fantasy world, we want to project where those teams, what conferences they're going to go to. We're going to get to that coming up. Sean, though, I want to talk to you, though, about start off with my own troubles that I suffered early on in this week. And I was so humbled on Monday of this week and faced the grips of mortality to the fullest extent. I don't know about you, but whenever you were sick, when you were in your early 20s and your teenage years, whenever you're sick, there was always an assumption that the recovery time was going to be pretty quick, right?
I'd say so. Kind of like a hangover. You get over it easier.
Right. So I was sick this weekend with just like a stomach thing. Thought I was going to get over it. Complete assumption was like, oh, I'll just eat what I normally eat. I'm not going to be digesting properly, but I'll just power through it. I'll get through it. I'm sure I'll be fine.
I love hearing about your digestion. Yes.
Yeah. I was didn't recover. And then Monday, my body was so mad at me that I couldn't move. I couldn't get out of the bathroom. And then I had to drive to urgent care because of the horrible state that I was in. I was shaking. It was a complete and absolute 180. Sean, I don't understand why it is such a brick wall when you get to the middle of your 20s. I legitimately used to laugh at people that I knew and worked with that were older than me that used to say, hey, man, you know, just wait until you get into your late 20s. Hangovers are going to be worse. You're not going to recover as easily. You're going to be lethargic. And I laughed at all those people. And I know what it is. I'm about to turn 25, man. And I don't know what it is, but this is probably the most humbling experience that I had on Monday.
So did, what was it diagnosed as? You had like a cold? What'd you have?
No, it wasn't a cold. It was a stomach issue. It was, I'm not going to get into the gruesome details. I will tell you afterwards off air the grave measure of how bad it was, because it was bad.
Did you poop yourself?
No, there was a little blood. If we're going to keep it as simple as possible, but no, it was not in a situation where it was like, oh, I'll power through this. No, it was, I legitimately thought that something was gravely wrong. It wasn't, but I was betrayed by my body that had previously in the past had been there to help me.
Oh, blood. I've had blood. Blood's okay.
No, it's not great. It is far worse than anything that you've encountered. I can guarantee it. Absolutely can guarantee that. But do you understand? I don't know if you've reached that point or not yet. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Here's the thing. Somehow I treat my body the way I treat it. Mm-hmm. And I don't get sick very often. And if I do, it'll last for a day. I can't remember the last time I was really, like I can't move. My stomach's killing. Like, and not, knock on wood for all this, but I've been fine with my back. I've had guys, I knew a guy in his 20s that worked the same, probably 28, worked the same job as me. And at one, he threw his back out working. And, I'm getting a text right now from Sam saying John is down horrendous. He came up and threw up into the bathroom today for 3 minutes with a stomach issue also. So I don't know what the hell is going on around me. Everybody is sick. Everybody is down bad. Everybody's vomiting. It does crazy violent yakking. Another report that's coming in. I don't know what's going on here, but I do understand that the corner has turned. It's a weird switch. For me, it was the hangovers. It was, okay, cool. Oh, we have practice on Sunday? All right, cool. Let's go to practice. Now it's like, what do you want me to do today? I'm thinking, Joe wants to tape today? Oh, my God. And that's just me sitting up here talking. It's been a complete shift. And you got less than a month. And I think when you hit that round number, that round 2-5, and I've tried to lie and pretend and say, hey, you know what? I'm knocking a year off for COVID, lost all that year, whatever. No, you hit that 2-5 and life starts punching you a little harder. And you know, good luck. Good luck to you. I hope that you're recovering better.
And I'm feeling a lot better. It's disturbing how quickly it flew. Like I thought that this would be gradual. And I wouldn't have thought that it would have come at 25, but this sucks. This sucks. I hate it. This sucks. I liked being able to have that edge on people, and now I feel like a decrepit old man is what I feel like.
I am quickly, and I have judged you a lot in the past over this for being old man, get off my lawn. I have quickly turned into that also. Just my demeanor, all of it. I bars I'm starting to see differently, which I don't like. I hate the idea of being looked at as an older person in the bar. I hate all that stuff. But I think it just happens. And we just got to thug it out. And thank God we're not 30 yet.
Yeah, 30 is going to be.
Could you imagine? Can you imagine what that is, Joe?
Yeah, I know most of our listeners are of the age of 30. And we're going to get to a lot of the questions that they were given. Were given to us, but we're going to do our ACC draft. Can you please explain this? So the background of this, obviously at the beginning of the week, the Magnificent Seven, which was NC State, North Carolina, Virginia Tech, Virginia, Clemson, and what's the other one that I'm missing here?
UVA. Did you mention them?
I think that's all of them. Those programs had met to explore the possibility of departing from the conference, mostly because Florida State was the other one, and Miami are also in there, because they wanted to pursue the ability to make more money. They just wanted a restructured revenue deal. I think that it was merely a negotiation ploy, and I think most people with their ear to the ground would agree that it's a negotiation ploy. But as sickos of college football, we like to sit here and pitch what could a new look, three major, four major conference feel like with if there is a departure here for these ACC teams. But explain how we want to go about this draft.
Yeah, so there was a Reddit college football post on their main, I guess, subreddit, whatever you want to call it. And it goes like this. After months of negotiation, it's a hypothetical, the ACC reaches an agreement to dissolve and distribute to the SEC, Big 10, Big 12 via draft. One pick per week, 14 weeks, you have the pick, yada, yada, yada. It's the conferences drafting their new members into the conference. So the SEC first pick, Big 10 second pick, SEC third pick.
Wait, why is there no Pac-12?
I don't know why there's no Pac-12. I'm assuming for this, the Pac-12 got dissolved way before that. So we're just, this is the hypothetical, Joe. I don't know okay. where the Pac-12 is. I'm running with this guy cooked up. So me and Joe are going to alternate between SEC, Big 10, and then we'll also do a sub alternation for the Big 12 at picks 7 and 8. And then the Big 12 picks 11 to 13. And the last member standing in the ACC gets demoted to FCS. So that's how it's going to go. Joe is taking the head of SEC. I will take the head of the Big 10. And then I will defer the first Big 12 selection at pick 7 to Joe as well.
Call me Greg Sankey. Okay, so do I have permission to start us off here? Do I have permission to start, commence this cycling of drafts? This is why Blake's better than you, because he has a soundboard with that queued up and he plays it multiple times a show. Again, the power rankings of my co-hosts, you continue to be at the bottom just for simple reasons like that. No, I'm just kidding. For the SEC, I say it out of love. For the SEC, my
no,
first
you don't.
Team. What do you mean? I can't.
Your pick.
If I didn't like you, I wouldn't be making fun of you. My first SEC.
Oh, team. I believe that's untrue because we've made fun of a lot of people together and neither of us like.
But in a much more cruel sense, and a much more. If I really didn't like you, I'd be much more disparaging in my comments. For the SEC, though, I look at the premier crown jewel amongst the teams in this conference, and there's two to pick from. There's Clemson and there's Florida State. I believe with what you were saying this to me beforehand, that I'm making my assumptions off of only football. I think that for the parity for Florida State across multiple sports, I also think for the trajectory that they're currently heading on for this upcoming season and for the future, I think the way that they're currently recruiting and dominating the transfer portal is a clear indication that their football success is going to be great, but they've consistently had a good baseball program. They've consistently had a good basketball program. I feel as though that they will rally in other sports and be competitive enough that they will put in the necessary fight to be good enough across the board. But that being said, give me Florida State for the SEC.
You're taking Florida State number one overall.
Yeah, for the SEC. Why wouldn't I take Florida State?
Oh, okay.
They're a historically dominant program, and they're going to be even better in the next decade.
Well, the Big Ten representative right now doesn't have to wait very long for this one. I'm taking Clemson, the best football program by miles in the
No. Well, okay.
So I'm right. taking the Big Ten selects Clemson with a shocker number one overall pick from the SEC. I can't imagine the SEC is happy to lose Clemson.
Well, historically, Florida State is a much better football program than Clemson. Recently, Clemson, yes, has won and participated in a number of national championship games. But if it wasn't for the past decade, they wouldn't be as relevant as Florida State nearly.
But what have you done for me lately is what this is. The ACC has been around since 1953. This historically doesn't matter to me right now. It means it's what's going on now and for the future of the conference.
I want a school that has a history of being a good athletic program in general. Also, what other? You also were giving me crap that like, oh, you didn't do enough prep work on this. What other sports is Clemson good in?
Softball.
Yeah, that's really important to me.
Yeah. But Clemson also has a national title in the last, I don't know how many years. They have a national title.
Is that Jameis Winston year just mean nothing to us?
It does mean nothing to me.
They also have more Heisman Trophy winners than Clemson.
Look, who's going to have more in the future? The Big Ten. The Big Ten stole one there. Go ahead. Pick three, SEC.
For the SEC. Why is the Big 12 pick so late, too? That's
You know what? This is their formatting. I'm not going to play around
football.
With it. Okay. It must have been a power system where, hey, you're lucky we're including you in this type deal. We're not going to two leagues.
That being said, though, we're back up at the SEC here. I'm having a little bit of an internal debate, but I think that there does need to be an emphasis on basketball for the second pick here. And this is also historically a quality football program. I am going to go with North Carolina. I want North Carolina as my third pick.
Okay.
They are obviously one of the best college basketball programs in the country. They recruit extremely well in basketball. They attract a lot of big names. A lot of NIL money comes for that basketball program. But also recently, I mean, Drake May has propped up this North Carolina program, and Mack Brown has made this program good enough that it can attract quality football players within the state, within the region. So without a doubt, I have to go with North Carolina for the next one.
I'm fine. You know what? I can't argue with that because I was going to take North Carolina number two overall if you hadn't bungled the Clemson selection. So I think that's very strong. Good academics, good all around. I think they have a very good baseball team also.
They do.
Their softball team's not very good, but I mean, basketball alone, there's the value there in a football team that seems to be just fine, even though Mack Brown probably won't be around that long for the coaching position. He is a little bit up there. All right. Time to maneuver. This is why we're in the war room here. All right. Big Ten. And I don't love the location of this for the Big Ten, but at the same time, location means nothing since the USC UCLA ads. Mm-hmm. Fourth overall pick. Big Ten's choosing Miami. Why is it not sexy?
What have you done for me lately?
Their basketball team is phenomenal.
They made one long run this year. I mean, they've been okay.
They had a good run last year with Appleton.
When was the last time they were anywhere close to competitive in football?
Here's the thing. They still have a very strong brand. They still have a very strong brand from a bunch of losers that can't get out of their own way. So that's what they have to ride on. And I know it because I've worked with Miami fans. I've seen their desperation for them to get back, and they're going to stay desperate and they're going to stay funded. I am taking Miami happily at four.
All right. That puts me back up. I'm going to just go with the next best available on the board here. I'm always the best available drafter when it comes to anything. Mm. I mean, the rest of these remaining teams absolutely stink.
A lot of good programs here. You got a lot of
bolster the education in my wonderful conference in the Southeastern Conference. No, I'm going to go with Duke here.
Hey, everyone needs a Vanderbilt,
good,
right?
Good academic institution, the University of Duke. Now, the basketball program, while they are a little bit down since Mike Krzyzewski has left. Actually, I'm kind of doubting if I want that. No, we're going to go with Duke. Even though they had a little bit of a down year, they're still a strong program. And the way that they have looked early on in this new look football program, I think that they look more competitive than they've ever been, which is strange to say for a Duke football program. Also, historically, very good in lacrosse. You're getting an A-plus lacrosse program, which the SEC doesn't even have a lacrosse.
Well, they will now.
Conference. It's a one-team conference, but I'm going with Duke.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. Let me just clean up some things here on my big board.
Colin, answer your question. Yes, I am that person.
All right, Big Ten here. What do we need? We need, you know what? We have high-standing schools academically. I don't know if I want to go the dumb route here and dumb us down a little bit. I'm not going to do that. I'm taking Syracuse six overall. Nope. You're not going to shame me for this. I'm taking the Q's six overall. They're pumping out some players in football. Lacrosse, you're not going to say they're not good at. Historically, basketball, they just got rid of Boeheim. That was all weird, so we're going to get that weirdness out of here. So we're coming in fresh. There's still a brand there. And I think they're fine academically. I know Syracuse is in the middle of nowhere. No one's going to deny that. But for the Big Ten in our interests, we just want them up there. We just want them up in New York doing their thing, making us look good. Because Syracuse doesn't necessarily make you look bad, and they don't make you look great, but they're there. So I'm fine with Syracuse.
That's terrible reasoning. Well, you also got
look at the rest of my look at the rest of the list here, pal.
You also got a really good vehicular manslaughter program too.
That's the nice way to keep it classy.
Great add to your conference. So does that then put me on the board with the Big 12, and then you're the next Big 12 pick? Is that how we're doing this?
Yeah, we should just do best fits for the Big 12.
Okay, so I'm going to go first of all. Louisville on the table here is really disappointing.
Oh, God. No, it's not. No, it's not. They just lost Haley Van Lith to LSU, which I know somebody was pretty excited about.
They are a very competitive, very, very competitive football program consistently. Very competitive. I know their basketball team has been terrible the past couple of years, but historically a very good basketball program. Baseball regionally, it's a good area for baseball. Their women's basketball is pretty good. Why wouldn't I?
They're okay in softball. I gotcha. I just, their basketball team, which was their bread and butter outside of the Lamar Jackson years at Louisville, was hideous this last year. I mean, you go down, we can go to Lubber Run right next to my crib here, and you will see the same level of basketball passing, rebounding, and boxing out that Louisville was putting on the court. And that's for me.
They'll be fine.
I think I could have gotten burned on that Louisville team.
Yeah.
Is that your pick for the Big 12?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Jeez. God. Say something. Got to get my draft board up. Okay. Big 12 next. We're not looking at very...
Take the Service Academy.
Big 12 swoops in and takes late round heartthrob NC State. That's what they take. All around decent. That's what they're taking. All around decent.
I can't believe you're leaving Virginia Tech on the board. I don't hate
you. You want to tell me Virginia Tech has upside going forward in football? They have positive momentum. Virginia Tech might be getting demoted, by the way.
No, I'm going to wait. Okay. So then that puts me back up with SEC. I think my next best bet, because I don't want Pitt regionally, is disgusting. I don't want Wake Forest. No, I'm going to go with Virginia Tech. I think adding a Virginia school.
Oh, they're in the middle of nowhere. They're closer to the SEC.
Like Ole Miss is in the middle of a sprawling metropolitan area. Yeah, exactly. Virginia Tech. Yes, I would like to go to Virginia Tech here for the SEC. Look, they've had good football teams. They're capable of being a recruiting behemoth, as we've seen the way that they've gone after some guys, the recruiting classes that they've put together. They just haven't returned to that glory that we're used to seeing. So I'm going to go with Virginia Tech here. They're well-rounded, I think, in a number of sports. I think it serves itself.
All right. We left this one on here so long. Okay. That's tough here. Big Ten academically, we're going UVA. UVA gets picked up. Very, very good basketball program. This is why the Big Ten stinks. Hey, the Big Ten stinks because they put Maryland in it. That's why they stink. UVA going to the Big Ten. Great academics boost. Very good at basketball. Football, meh. Very meh. But we're gonna make ourselves the basketball powerhouses. We're gonna trump the SEC in that for sure. So let me just mark that in. Happy with that selection. If you want to take VT and all those dum-dums, I will take UVA.
UVA has never been good at football, and they never will be good at football. So do we have three straight Big 12 picks, is what I understand. 11, 12, 13.
Yes, and then one gets demoted.
Off the top of my head for the Big 12, I think to throw one out there, Boston College, they've been good at times. I mean,
they put out high draft picks each year. They have, and Zion Johnson,
young
Zay Flowers.
Yeah, but
hockey team is very good.
Yes.
Their women's lacrosse program, I think, has been to like the last four or five consecutive championships.
Yeah.
They did take one home. They should have won more, but I think BC can make it.
So then who do you want next then? I think the next, I mean, for me, the remaining two that go into the Big 12 are Pitt and Georgia Tech, and I'm demoting Wake Forest. Wake Forest has never touched any level of success in any sport.
God. I think you got to put Pitt just for the market. So Pitt makes it. And then, I don't know, dude. Georgia Tech stinks.
But they're in Wake Atlanta. I don't want to. Like, Wake Forest is no redeeming.
They're in Atlanta, but Athens is kicking their ass. I mean, do we see a resurgence for Georgia Tech in the Big 12 sitting in Atlanta? Or do you think they just keep on getting pounded in the ground by Big Brother?
I'd at least rather.
I don't know.
Colin has a thought for you, by the way, before we transition to questions.
Thanks, Colin.
Okay. All right, you ready to get the questions in?
Okay, so who do we put in FCS? Wake Forest?
Yeah, it's Wake Forest.
That's your selection? All right.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely Wake Forest.
Okay.
All right. Wait, there are multiple teams at the FCS level that would beat Wake Forest right now. Actually, I would be able to pick 20 teams that could beat Wake Forest right now.
Really?
Yes. Okay. I think I could find 20 teams across the different conferences that could beat Wake Forest right now. Sam All Martin's right. gone.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. I didn't know that he left, Joe. I have had my head in the dirt.
All right. We've got a lot of questions that we want to get to from our listeners and our audience of Colin. First from Blake. One, should TJ Finley go to Southeastern Louisiana? Wait, I think he committed somewhere. Did he not? He committed to Texas State. So that first part of that question is now irrelevant. Do y'all remember when y'all picked against Southeastern Louisiana in round one of the playoff? I do remember that. And yes, your homerism for supporting Southeastern Louisiana. We get it, Blake. But who did they beat? Was it Idaho that they beat?
I don't know. It was the right pick. We made the right pick. I will bet against them again. I mean, I'm watching Cole Kelly throw on Saturdays right now and enjoying it. But they don't have Cole Kelly right there. I'm watching Cole Kelly play in the, I believe, the USFL, and I'm having fun doing it.
Yeah, Cole Kelly absolutely stinks. Third question, is it fun to argue with Joe?
It is fun because now I have to argue about Cole Kelly to Joe because I saw him make a fantastic throw, scrambling within the pocket, getting tackled to throw for a first down this past weekend. So I'm still a Cole Kelly fan. It is fun to argue with Joe because once you start winning, he starts sputtering out and starts doing this thing where he goes, That's where it really gets fun.
Eat shit. Next question,
that's a little harsh.
Patrick Furks, who brushes their teeth more often? I think it's me. I think out of sheer laziness, I brush my teeth more than you.
I think Joe would do it more because of the coffee intake. I don't drink coffee, but I know people that drink coffee. They either are very pressed about keeping their teeth white or they just have coffee teeth. And I think Joe tries to avoid that because he's got like little baby dolphin teeth, but he still keeps them in pretty good shape. I brush my teeth regularly enough as a human. But I think Joe, I do give Joe the nod because of the coffee consumption and my lack thereof.
I completely just moved past that question to the next one, and I'm snickering at it.
Why would you not?
Rack of Tits 69 wants to know.
So crass.
Who would you rather bone, Pamela Anderson or Carmen Electra? So I rescind my statement that this individual that I thought that this was like a 25-year-old. This guy's 60. Pamela Anderson and Carmen Electra have not been discussed. Carmen Electra.
Carmen.
Have not been mentioned in over a decade. Their names have not been brought up once in over a decade by anyone. So nobody under the age of 40 is even thinking about that. What's your answer? I don't have an answer.
I was too late for Pamela Anderson to be my, like, you know, like that when you're a kid, that's the girl I want to marry. But Carmen Electra, I saw her on the cover of a DVD once. And I said, oh, okay, that grabs me. Pamela Anderson,
six.
I must have been six or seven.
Oh my god, a 6 year old.
Hey, look, so I think I lean Electra personally.
just a terrible question. He asked it twice. No, I think he asked it three times.
Someone else asked a rather horny question, I think, between two. I'm trying to find it right now. I think they might have deleted it. that's a bummer.
This is a really strangely worded question. They should also ask Joe why he's obsessed with massive men, as he stated on the show yesterday, from Chris Haar. This is one of the Ruffino and Joe show listeners. So I will provide my answer, and then I will – actually, no, Sean, I'd like you to try and answer this, and then I'm going to provide my real reasoning.
Why Joe loves massive men?
Yeah.
He loves me.
That's not the, what the
– I think he projects that love onward to other physical specimens in football or basketball, and he says, oh, I don't have Sean next to me right now, but this is as good as it's going to get.
See, you could have answered that with – the fact that I am an absolute hack, and the reason why I love big, massive, physically dominant athletes.
He is a hack because every NBA 2K player he makes, he's always the center, and he's always as tall as you can be. He just needs it because he's so short entertained. And he needs it.
I am so easily entertained by just massive, physically dominant individuals. It is the most entertaining thing for me as a talent evaluator, as a scout, as a fan of sports and observing and watching sports. I can't get enough of that shit. It is one of the most, and it's also funny when those people fail and they struggle.
What the hell?
Like when you see those, like, people, someone who's are you fat and dumpy who can't hold themselves up on a football field. Like, that's funny when people like that big eat shit.
What is wrong with you? You know what? You know, okay. I guess I have to start rooting against specialists this year.
Okay.
Because all of them are dumpy and dumb and finicky and losers. Kickers are losers. You have, what, one cool kicker in the league? Maybe two? And they all stink.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are cool at all. Can you pronounce the following college football names from Colin? So we're each going to take a shot here. William Prisjup, Arkansas State punter.
William Pristup.
Prisjup. Will,
where does that T go?
Horetzko.
That can't be a silent T.
Horetzko. Will Horetzko. Kent State kicker. Why are these all specialists? Will Horetzko.
Shish. Will his shoes. I'm trying to do the Coach Krzyzewski type thing because that R Z Y S, all those consonants just jammed together is tough. Will Horetzko. I think that's about as close as we're going to get. Will Horetzko.
I think you're doing better than I am. CJ colonoscopy. CJ
colon. You're a bad person. A punter. Awesome. They're all punters, by the way. All specialists.
CJ.
All weird.
Cold dizzy.
We're forgetting the second O.
We should have pulled this up on the screen. I'm a dumbass for not doing that. Will Colo Dizzy. What do you think?
That you just CJ.
Colo Dizzy.
CJ Colo Dizzy.
Yeah, I think that
might
way
be a
We should have put these up on the screen.
All right.
We should have put these up on the screen. That's poor production on your part. Luke Drzecki.
Luke Drzecki. That's tough because that I is coming before the E. That's pretty good.
Drzecki?
I'm going Luke Drzwicki. Drzwicki. I'm going Drzwicki. Luke Drzwicki.
Drzwicki. I feel like the W is not really pronounced. It's a New Mexico State punter. Oh, no, New Mexico punter. Thank you, Colin. Colin, you have too much time on your hands once again.
Drzwicki? It doesn't work.
No. All for One asks, why do you feel the need to bow to your superiors in only listing FBS running backs in your top five when you know a certain stiff arm machine in the Midwest should easily have made your list? So this is directed at me when I did my running back rankings, and I didn't include Isaiah Davis. Now, I admit I did toy with the thought of including Isaiah Davis, and I did want to have him on my top five returning running backs list, but I think that there are a number of more talented players that just edge him out. I will say I am very high on him for the upcoming draft. I have a top 100 grade on him. I think that he is going to be a freaking monster at the next level.
Okay, that works. I mean, you also listed as a, did you list as top FBS running backs?
No, just top five. I could have shoved them in there if I really wanted to. First question from Jamie. Is it weird for a dude to offer another dude a chance to stop off to have lunch if they travel through his town on the way to somewhere else? Now, if this individual has tried to establish a relationship with you, and also this individual has ignored your messages, it might be a little bit weird because Sean, for some reason, has a grudge or so of some sort. Something just doesn't like Jamie. I don't know what it is.
Okay. I love Jamie. I love Jamie very much.
Not enough to get lunch with him.
Well, here's the thing. Oh, it's hard for me to commit to next time I'm driving through. Me and Jamie Williams will get lunch in 2023. That is a commitment that I will make at some point in 2023. Me and Jamie Williams are getting lunch. And he can sit on his high horse and act like, oh, I'm the Jamie whisperer. I'm the guy that's always in Jamie's ear. But I don't know.
Jamie's in my ear.
There's been times where Joe's like, oh, I need to respond to Jamie. I responded to him in 3 days. So this is what I'm here. So it goes two ways. That one instance, Jamie was tough. It was a little pressed for time. Next time or the next time after that, I can't commit the next time. But 2023, I'll be getting lunch with Jamie Williams. You know, if he ever stops back up top here, might be a little easier. But, you know, I should make more of an effort as well.
You know who said, oh, my God, Dustin has said that he just popped in the chat, has said that he does venture out to California. And I believe that I vaguely remember the back and forth that we had, but he has.
What's he going to a Limp Bizkit show?
I don't know. A Limp Bizkit show. Oh my God. All right. Next question that we have. Did y'all read my questions last time? This is more from Blake. Yes, we read them. Number two, does Joe's mom still bake him cookies and ship them to him?
Joe used to have cookies delivered to him from his pops, and I have to say they were some of the best cookies I've had. They were sugar cookies, frosted. They were sent for the holidays. They always came in a blue box, and they were individually wrapped. And if left to my own devices, I would have eaten the entire box. Sometimes Joe would give me one or a couple, and it would just be immediate. So I have been wondering. Joe has kept this place a secret from me because I guess they do delivery.
Cheryl's. They deliver large packages of cookies. It's called Cheryl's. So by the way, so the whenever I would get these, it was every time there was a holiday. So I would get them for Christmas in college. I would get Halloween. Them for Halloween, Easter, sometimes Valentine's Day. I'd also
Easter
get
ones were awesome.
And I would come into Sean's room when I would get the new box, and Sean would be like a beached whale spread fully across his bed. And I would come in and I would just throw them onto his back. Like I'm trying to like feed Jabba the Hutt in his pit. Like I'm just like the walrus. Like you're throwing a walrus, a fish.
You were in Luke Skywalker fitness then, weren't you there, pal?
Yeah, I would
give me that nonsense.
But I would throw it onto his back, and then he'd be like, "Oh, what is this? Oh, a cookie." And then I would leave.
It was not a cookie. It was I was excited about the cookie because it was so goddamn good.
He would walk up to my room for the next one. Last question: does Joe look like Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball? I've gotten
Joe looks like Jeffrey Dahmer.
I've got Tom Holland. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Not Tom Holland. I'm not giving you Tom Holland. Even though I did see someone say you look like Tom Holland in front of me, and I was pissed.
See, Dustin gets it. Dustin says here, I'm headed out to Cali sometime this summer to see some of my customers. We will grab drinks on the top of the hotel or Irwin. So that's the place that I took you to.
Yes, I very much enjoyed the Irwin. I don't think enjoyed us very much, but I enjoyed it.
Well, we were pretty normal for the rest of that crowd. We were pretty normal.
I guess so. I don't know.
There were a lot of it was
can't
a
sit down unless you're ordering food. I'm like, okay, why not? I'm gonna sit down and enjoy my drink over the landscape.
Colin's also asking, do you take your shoes off on a plane?
I love this question, Colin. You should be put on the no-fly list if you do this. You shouldn't be allowed on a plane if you take your shoes off. I'm not gonna call the flight attendant. But I remember the face of every single person that has taken a shoe off in a plane near me or in the aisle, or if they're on social media and I see this nonsense,
you shouldn't fly with others. You should have a specialized airline. You know what they did with Australia, Joe, during its conception, where they just took all the criminals and put them on an island? There should be an airline for that. If you're on the no-fly list, or you're someone that's fought on a plane, like yelled at the baby on the plane, which I'm almost on his side for.
I am on his side for that.
To yell. A lot of these guys, the people that just cannot work on a plane, slides with socks is okay on a plane. If you're barefooted, you go on to the Australia airline where with all the other people that shouldn't be able to fly with society. Shoes on planes, please.
Next question that we have from Colin. This is a creative one. No, I agree with you. I mean, there's nothing you left me nothing else to say there. I'm not going to just reiterate the same thing. All right, Dustin's point here. Dustin flies a lot, so interesting to get his insight. I had someone who hung their hair over the headrest and blocked my screen, so I entwine pieces of my snack mix. Did you get a picture of this?
That's true.
I really do. Oh, that's actually awesome.
That nonsense also, I've been seeing that on Twitter. Like, hey, what do I do about this? I don't know. You really shouldn't grab the head of hair in front of you and flip it onto the face of the person that's sitting in front of you. But the gall and the audacity
of those
to put
people.
Your hair in the eye.
Like, you know where it's going. You know what you're doing. It's very deliberate for people to do that shit.
You know, the minute I get tired of being in a bar is the minute that a girl starts whipping her hair all in my drinks. They're way too close. They start throwing their hair around, and now I got hair in my drink. And I'm like, okay, done with this drink. Time for me to go home before I start yelling. That's how I know I'm getting cranky and old. Can't stand it.
I do carry a lot of gum on planes, so I think next time I'm going to do this, but with gum, which is so much worse, but I think it makes it so much better. I might cause a fight on a plane. Oh, I will do it. I will absolutely do it. I am unhinged on airplanes. If people impede on my comfort on an airplane, I get very upset. Okay. I get very, very upset.
All right.
DJ's asking, I live in Long Beach. Joe, have you been down to Orange County? Way nicer than LA. I have. I do have family down in Orange County. I have been down that way many times, but I have not been to Long Beach yet. I have not made the trip to Long Beach. Are y'all going to go to Hobo Day at SDSU? Destin's asking a live question, so we're going to get to it. Dropkick Murphys are in Brookings that Friday night. Oh, I can't imagine.
All right, like their one song.
Are going to be there.
Make another song, you hacks.
They
got one great song from 06, by the way.
That has to be the most South Dakota State band to perform during homecoming. Or maybe Hobo Day is not homecoming.
They're an Irish band from Boston, I think.
It just feels like.
No, no, no. You know what would be a South Dakota band? Mumford & Sons, if they were playing there.
No, it's too tame. We were out at those bars, man. We know what it's like. I want to make multiple trips this year. And this is something for Sean and I that we're going to discuss. I want to make multiple trips. We were going to try to, and we failed miserably. And honestly, I think the camel trip derailed our progress on making more trips because it was just such a terrible trip.
I love.
I want to go back.
I think the Campbell trip provided so much content that I've actually turned around.
We
on
didn't
the Campbell
record
trip.
Anything. We didn't record a damn thing. What do you mean it provided us with someone?
We did a show there.
Oh, yeah.
It got that was an exclusive show.
Did you ever end up sending it to?
I did. What was it, Roger? What was his name?
Yeah, it was Roger that you.
That you sent
it to. Look, I got to say that trip to South Dakota State was one of the best trips that I've ever made for a game.
Oh, God. It was pretty fun.
It was, yeah.
How can you say that? You threw up at the tailgate. You were miserable on Saturday. Yeah,
but I was miserable, but so happy to be there. Wait, what do you mean I was miserable? I was dying, but the minute that I started eating that brisket and the chislik. I have never recovered.
I forgot about the chislik. The chislik is crazy. The chislik was crazy. I'll give you that.
I honestly think I could live in Brookings.
I don't think you got it in you. I understand why you'd say that. I don't think you have it in you.
The next question that we have from Colin: who does Joe want to receive beans from next? Let's go with another quarterback. If Drake May is doing the Bush's Beans thing, I'm going to demand that Drake May gives me a can of beans at the Las Vegas Super Bowl. If he, I'm going to tell him why I need the can of beans. You know, that's actually a good idea. I, every year, am going to track down who Bush's brings as an athlete, and I'm going to demand that they give me the can of beans.
You're going to be the bean boy.
I'm going to be the bean boy. I already got one. I got Hendon Hooker's beans, man. I'm getting more beans.
Oh, God. I've never heard about the Hendon Hooker beans.
It's the best prop that I'm ever going to have. You wish you had a prop that cool. You and Sean decide to rent a motorhome for an FCS road trip. How long before you kill each other? But I forget this. We actually operate well in close quarters, surprisingly.
Yeah. I think here's the thing. I can't remember if you have a little bladder or not. Are you good at holding it? Or are you not?
We
good
drove
at
for three. We drove for 3 hours. We were fine.
Well, yeah, but it's cross country. You gotta understand where I'm coming with here. We're rolling. We're going. We're not stopping at every gas station because Joe has to tinkle. I don't think we would kill each other. I think that both of us have. we could keep each other company. Laughing at something stupid or making fun of somebody or criticizing a former school, maybe for certain things, for hours, California. It was nonstop and we were in the same room.
Yeah.
And it started as soon as Joe walked out of his door, and that's how it was. And Joe didn't like that too bad, but I think we do operate pretty well in the confined spaces.
I do think it's an interesting premise though, to get not a motorhome, but an RV. But we don't do enough games yet. We're not big time enough yet for that. Which college football games will be the worst to watch this season? Colin Sutrick. Yeah, I didn't put together a list, but do you have any off the top of your head?
God, who stunk it up last year? I mean, anything with Iowa in it is going to be tough right now looking on in.
Iowa Rutgers is probably the first one that I'd throw out there.
Michigan State's going to be a tough watch this year. They were no fun to watch at all last year.
And they just lost their quarterback.
Delaware stinks. Let me think. God, there were some bad – I mean, it's not even like a comic. Like, I can't even say Maryland, because when Maryland played Ohio State, it was fun and it was a good game. And they had that in them. But there are teams that just put together stinker after stink. Oh, my God. Who's the –
There's a conference US. Dustin says Sam Houston's home Wednesday conference USA games. Those will be hot garbage. Yeah, I'm not excited to watch any of that crap.
I force fed myself some Mac last year. Some of them were rough. Some Central Michigan was a little tough last year.
All right, let's get to the next question. What do you hope to do in Brookings this time that you didn't get to do on your first visit? I want to try this. But I also want to try the other terrible pizza place that was claimed supposedly to be good. Also, let's try not to get into an altercation this time.
I would hope that doesn't happen also.
Yeah, I would really hope that we don't end up getting into a fight that we will never reveal the details of, but we...
Yeah, that one still looks back. I look back on, still a little cringe at that.
It's so goddamn funny though, and we're never going to be able to discuss it.
We met the coach. That was cool. That was nice. He was very nice. What else didn't we do?
We didn't get to ride a tractor or anything like that. That would have been
okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't get to go to the gas station casino, which would be fun.
That would have been fun. Jamie's next question: who are a couple of your early Walter Payton Award favorites? Look, I know that.
Yeah.
Shut the hell up. I know that I ride the Isaiah Davis.
Oh, you took mine.
Hype.
I knew you were going to. It's my fault. I should have stepped in.
But him returning with most of the offensive line coming back, assuming he's fully healthy, the guy's going to win the award. Sheridan, who was the Monmouth running back, I think is fine. I think that he was a little overhyped. I will go as far as to say that.
I think it's got to be Isaiah Davis as the front runner going in. Clearly, if a quarterback decides it by week two, hey, this is my award, I'm going to win it this year, congratulations. It's probably going to go to the quarterback most of the time. I can't pick one out right now that's screaming at me, hey, I'm about to light the FCS up. Get on notice. Isaiah Davis, though,
I don't know. What would you say? Plus 175 right now?
Plus 200. Give me that. Give me that.
I take 200. That. I take that right now looking at the team.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah. Minus 200. I think that that's
you're taking a heavy favorite. Well,
I'm saying that he's going like to be that. He deserves to be a heavy favorite. I completely blanked on when you were saying.
Futures is still always working in underdog situations, but it's not a big deal.
I really like this question from Jamie. What is the most pissed off you've ever been in your life? I don't know what the most pissed off I've ever been, but one that just immediately came to mind. So I have a lot of bad road rage, as Sean knows. About a year ago, was on my way to the grocery store, and a car full of clearly high schoolers cut me off and almost hit me. And I proceeded to chase them for the next 10 minutes until they got onto the highway. That was probably some of the most pissed off of, I think I can remember remember being.
I thought you were going to say wait, hold on. I was thinking about your door hole. You chased high schoolers around?
Yeah, because they cut me off. Then they proceeded to toy with me after that. Like, they tried to fuck with me after they cut me off. And I wasn't having it. Okay. And I followed them for 10 minutes. And they didn't realize I was following them until a little bit later on. And then they peeled off when they realized that I was following them.
Gotcha.
I don't know what I was going to do. I don't know what the end goal was going to be from that.
I hit a friend in the chest over a poker game one time because he was taunting me that he skimped me on a bet. That was tough. I was pretty angry there.
You told me about this.
Yeah. I think when I lost my chain in college in the facilities, I called up our DFO and I said, I'm not coming back. Find my chain or else I'm off the team. I'm done. And that's I think recent memory, I've been angry. I've had some good angry moments where I'm, you know, yelling on a show or doing whatever. In real life, that was the angriest. That was the most severe threat I've ever made. And it's, you know, who cares if I stay on the team or not? But I was like, hey, here's the situation. This is going to have to get resolved. It didn't. I had to get cooled off by my position coach and then the offensive coordinator. And I was fielding more phone calls than I wanted to. That was tough. The breakup in Rhode Island, I was rather angry.
You were angry over that?
When I woke up to what I woke up to, and then
She broke up with you over text?
No, it was in your bedroom in Rhode Island.
Can you provide us some context here? So are you confused?
I had a girlfriend go through my phone while I was sleeping. And we had a previous conversation about, hey, when I come up there, don't do this. And the first night I was up there, Joe was nice enough to let us chill in his room for the weekend. When it was like Valentine's Day weekend, I was about to spend a whole weekend up there. Mm-hmm. And I woke up and my phone was off. And I saw that, you know, Snapchat messages and Instagram or whatever were all gone out of the recents, and I put it together and I just
terrible at hiding it too.
And I'm just sitting here like, oh my God, I gotta have a principle here. And I was angry the whole ride home that I had to break up with her, or else I was just going to look like the biggest doormat ever. So it was just
shit out of that.
I you know what? I don't know. It's weird to look back and say, oh, well, then I wasn't really. But now it's like, okay, well, at least you followed a code of principle, right decision or wrong decision. You did, but it was a very angry drive home because I had just driven up that day before and a 7-hour, 14 hours of driving in 24 hours isn't fun.
You have to be so pissed to hop right back in the car and drive for 7 hours. Look, I mean, I wish I had more of a spine than that. We all know that I've been walked over plenty of times and that I commend the shit out of that. And I understand being pissed because the phone's a no-go. The phone's an absolute no-go. You don't go through somebody's phone no matter what.
Jamie also just gave a good context of one of the maddest I've ever seen. Joe was the 2K game sophomore junior year where you broke your controller on the floor when I beat you with the Heat. And you woke up the entire dorms and started raging. That was a fun one. That was really fun. Jeez, a lot of time on this question.
Next question is Theo Day, a sleeper NFL QB prospect from Jeff Remien. It's actually getting to the point where I don't even know if he's much of a sleeper anymore. I think a lot of people are paying attention to him. Theo Day, previously at Michigan State, he transferred to Northern Iowa. Fantastic football player, big, strong kid. I think he needs a little refinement on his decision-making, but he checks every box. He absolutely checks every box.
He's solid. He can improvise. He's got a good enough arm. He always looks downfield, which I know quarterbacks do, but he's always scanning, not locking on one guy the entire time. Theo Day, I don't mind him very much as a quarterback. You know, I think he's solid. I'm not sure how high he's going to go, but you know, I think he's solid.
Next question from Jeff. First year FBS coach that finishes with the most wins. We didn't really have a very sexy grouping of first year head coaches this year.
I wouldn't say so. Jackson State? We still got some players.
I'm trying to think of like that one's too in the weeds. We should have done homework for that one. Let's just move on to the next one.
Yeah, that's a little in the weeds.
What week will the Hacks be in Moscow, Idaho, and why will it be October 14th from Patrick Pui? Is that how you pronounce that?
Pui? I don't know.
Pui? I'd like to see. Here's my thought with it, which I mentioned earlier. I want to go to South Dakota State, and I want to go to Idaho. Those are the two trips that I want to make this year. And then maybe we make a third one if we can make it viable.
I want to see where the voters take us again. I like it because Joe doesn't like it. I want to go wherever. So Idaho, I've heard good things. I'm cool with the Idaho program. I think there's a lot of nice people that we've been able to know and talk with over the since the inception of the FCS show. So I'm not opposed to going to Idaho. But hey, like we've always said, get the troops ready. Rally them. Because I'm for democracy.
I so badly don't want... We're going to end up at Presbyterian this year.
Oh, awesome. Go Blue Hose.
For both of you, this is from... my buddy just did take a job on the coaching staff. Definitely Brendan asks, for both of you, what annoys you the most about your co-host?
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Joe's elitism and his entitlement and the fact that he forgets he's just a middle of the nowhere New Jersey douchebag at heart. And I only get to see it when I'm with him in person, but everything else that he projects is elitism. And I think he's dropped the entitlement a little more, but that's what it is. That I think irritates me the most. And his, I can't let you live. I'm going to force this onto you. With the mouse conversation that we had. For some reason, that got under his skin a lot because somebody else is doing, you know, it just has to be this way for Joe. And I know why, but if things aren't certainly this way, then he's going to make you known.
First of all, you have a corded mouse, which is absurd. You're a grown
it works fine. It
man
works fine.
In the age it works of, fine. It's 2023 and you have a corded mouse. I think that the thing that annoys me the most about you is how frequently you show up hungover to our tapings. And
oh God,
that's easily because you show up with no energy and the whole show just goes out the window. There are shows where I've listened to where you've been hungover and I'm like, why did we record? Why did we record this? I should have just done it solo. And then listen to a show and you have energy and then it's a good show. And then there is no in between on this damn podcast. It is either a great show or Sean's hungover.
Cause Joe's never been a sick or Joe's never had this or that.
I power through.
We've had a couple of times where we've gone and whether it be internet or
I taped, or I hopped up on here and taped with my pooping problem on Sunday. So
you know what? You powered through this Sunday. You were a trooper, but there's been times where the, what was it? It's not your, it wasn't your fast. It was your cut. You decided to cut the week. And then, we had to retape then. So you could get some a candy bar. Oh, and
that
some
was
energy.
One. That was one time. That was I think two there's weeks been. I think
there's been a little. Okay. There's been a couple.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I think I'm not deflecting, and I'm not gonna be defensive about this. But that is what I'm going to. That's what I'm gonna rest on there. That for the energy, at times I get the. All right, you ready? I got so much to do after this.
But I bring the heat.
I got so much to do after this.
That's the difference between you and me is that when I'm tired, I come on here and I flip a switch and I do the show. When you're hungover and you come onto the show, you're like, I'm like, Sean, how are you doing today? And you go, I ordered some Chinese food. But so South Dakota State, how many wins do you think they have this year? I don't know. Maybe 10?
Show me the show. Show
there
me the pod.
So many times
you give me one. I hope Colin clips it. I air check us. I do. I listen to it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, why would you cut him off? So yeah. I get annoyed by myself when I cut you off. That's what I thought.
If this was a real show and we had a real airing, you would be fired. For the hangover shows.
No shot.
All right. Here's a comment from Dustin. You can tell how hungover Sean is by how quickly he goes to the defense.
Okay. Okay. Here's the thing, Dustin. In season shows, maybe your boy likes to have a beer or two and watch some of the games. But at the same time, when you have a co-host that doesn't like the amount of fat stats that I'm trying to provide, then I have to run through them. That's what it is. So a little behind the scenes curtain. This is what I hear. When we were in the room and I've already have fat stats prepared.
Jeez, that's a lot of names. Why do we need that many?
That's what I
and pull up with 10 names.
We should have more than
pick that. A fat stat. Pick
guys
one.
Are going off. Oh, you can't pick one. Oh,
there are weeks where you're like, 270 yards passing and 4 touchdowns. Like that's not a fat stat.
Oh my God, that's fat enough. If you have no picks,
150 yards rushing, and you've got like 4 guys that have over 100 yards rushing, and like pick
how many yards have you rushed for in college?
Zero.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's a little hard to eclipse that 150. Also, I've set my parameters. I don't throw 150s on unless they have 3 touchdowns along with it.
Oh, the imaginary fat stat parameters.
Who's the fat one? That's what I thought.
You're the fat one. Joe DeLeon, right. Sean Anderson, at Joe DeLeon, at Sanderson Radio. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that like button. I forgot to do that at the top of the show. I am so bad at doing that. I need to remember to do that at the next live stream. We're going to do this every Thursday. Every Thursday going forward. So make sure you're tuning in. We'll be back, folks. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.